Yo, CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool and I represent Cool University. It is Friday, February 11th. And all I gotta say is good day. Yo, this is your daily hip hop podcast that you need in your life. You know that. The weekend is upon us. I hope it's payday for you. Or my bi-weekly folks. Hope you're getting some bread. Yo, this is the last of my weekly trial. All right, I set out to see, you know, how my family and friends would react to a daily podcast. I got nothing but great feedback, but damn it, this shit is tiring. Did my show last night at WHPC. Got up just in time to send some audio your way. Send you into the Valentine's Day / Super Bowl weekend. Yo, it's a lot happening right now. It's a lot to celebrate. Now check it. I don't ask for much. Can you please leave a comment, a 5-star rating, or whatever you think is fair? I personally think 5-star rating is fair. But it's most important to share this episode so we can begin to build this tribe of educated music listeners. I'm really trying to keep it daily. This is so tiring. But I'm going to do my best. All right? I need your help. We got a special day today, man. We got a special birthday that we're going to celebrate. We also got some history that we got to discuss. As well as some currents, man. Speaking of currents, I don't know if you've been watching the news as of lately. But that DaBaby, yep, that boy's something else, ain't he? That little motherfucker will fight. Yo, he's ready to fight. Fresh out of a brawl, man, a bowling alley brawl with singer and baby mama Danny Lay's brother. It was a shame, wasn't it? They was attempting to rough that boy up. They wanted to beat his ass bad, but they just couldn't get their feet right. Their foots was off. Niggas is slipping. That's a lot of work. But fresh out that brawl, man, this guy hit the LA Leakers and dropped off one hell of a freestyle. And we got it for you, all right? Our freestyle of the day from DaBaby. CUNY Radio.
Off the top, don't believe the hype, nigga. It's baby, I'm pushing P. Double off in my side, drop the window with the light just to let them hoes look at me. Yeah, I won't keep her, I'd rather be free with her. Give her back to the streets, keep it G with her. Might fuck on me for 3 years. Only 3 times will I sit down in public and eat with her. Must have forgot who he is. I've been fucking niggas hoes since 15. It's a surprise, only got me 3 kids. Look in his eyes, you can tell that he real. Look on the net, you might think that he fake. Look at the plats, the stats, and where I came from. Ain't no way you can say he ain't great. Type to wake up today and go sell my estate. Nigga, I don't want it no more. I don't want the whips either. Trying to make me mad by the hoe. Nigga, don't know what's going on. I don't want the bitch either. I drop off with you and keep her. Nigga, I ain't new to this shit. I've been true to this shit since the 745 yellow beamer. Pull up with the cutest little bitch. I don't open her doors. I just fuck her all night and I leave her. Yeah, he push the peak cause he pay for it. I get that pussy for free. I'm on welfare. I fell in love with her. She was my trap girl. I used to make the mailman press the doorbell. She got that good head. If she got long hair, I got no hair. Fuck niggas hating, but oh well. I'm the type of rap nigga, kill a rap nigga. Now I still walk in and do my little show there. Nigga,
come on,
I'm pushing P. I'm the realest one in it. She fuck with me. That boy stealing his feelings. I'm in Atlanta, buying designer. Fuck round me and I shoot you in Linux. I'm in New York where I can't have a gun. I'ma just fly into New Jersey with it. I'm back in Cali and I never run. Play, you gon' go play with Tupac and Biggie. Yeah, I got 3 daughters, but I need a son. You solid enough, okay, baby, come get me. Lay back and push out that P, he gon' be born a player. I never let niggas play with me, it's baby, nigga.
Hold up, watch this. You ready?
Oh, man, nigga, this shit too easy. Fucking that hoe in my Yeezys. Won't take them off, soon as I'm done, I'm leaving. She begging me for the state. I'm having business to handle, can't waste time creeping. She got to thinking I'm bait. I guess it's my fault, my feelings change with the seasons. I cup hoes when it's cold outside, then I get gone when it's hoes outside. Pull up on them niggas in the oh my god. Pull up on them niggas in the cold ass ride. I used to serve niggas pound every day in a fishbowl rental with an 045. I ain't even happy to scale no more. Wasn't having much nigga wetting on my line. Me and you are not the same, you a misdemeanor nigga. I get mad and sit and hit on me a nigga. I flash out, pull that stick out. Never go back by the bitch, that ain't part of my pimpin', that ain't how I get down, yeah. I stop a grown ass man in front of all of his niggas. Let's see who the bitch now. All out the window, yeah, nigga, I'm it. I know we supposed to be mad at the baby and that nigga canceled, but that nigga lit. And these niggas hoes, I came from the bottom, I didn't have shit. Wasn't even supposed to see this. She got the staring as soon as I hop out the car. I didn't even have on the fit. Came back with the fade on them hoes, yeah. Looking just like Money Mitch, nigga, this shit too easy. That's an FN on my hip, no beeper. I don't trust none of these hoes, no sir. I ain't claiming none of these hoes, not even. Niggas talking about baby on the blogs. Nigga, so what? Do something, I'm pleading. I ain't had to show me a nigga what's happening in a while. Trigger finger motherfucker squeezing. Scratching it, now that bitch itching. I'm back in this bitch myself with that on. Anyone you niggas fuck with me wrong on my big bro, it's gonna be a killing. I got on my motherfucking grind when the money slow down, niggas got in their feelings. Fuck on the slow and I don't even kiss her. I'm a dog ass nigga, baby. Nigga, this
yes,
shit
sir, that was DaBaby. One of LA Leakers. Shout out to that fire freestyle, man. Send me through the Friday with some Hype vibes. Now, before the break, man, I did tell you we were going to discuss some currents. Yo, man, our guy Bobby Shmurda, man, is in the disgruntled seat right now, claiming he wants off Epic Records. I hate that it always ends up with discrepancies with the label. I really do hate that, because it's like, once you go there, you know you're not going to get any further. Like, you know that that's all they can do for you once you murk them in public. But now, not only did he actually went on Instagram. I think it was a post and delete. But Bobby Shmurda had this that he wanted to say. I got a 70-year-old lady running my label, and I love her dearly, but doesn't want to let me go at all. No matter what I do, I've been signed to them since I was 19. I did 6 years in jail trying to get off this label. Before I come home, you name one person in the industry, a label keeps signed in jail for 6 years. Yeah, I made them more millions than they gave me, than they ever gave me. Just let me go. This is not a cry for help. This is a message and understanding from my fans that they stopped my music and prolonged my career. I've been holding shit down, doing everything on my own since I've been home. It's been a year now. I still feel like I'm in prison. And by the way, the album's done. Ready to live, please. I need them to let me go, Free Shmurda. Oh, Jess Franklin, where are you? I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about this. Now, the lady he's referring to is actually Sylvia Roan, who, for most part, is loved by the music industry. She's actually 69, by the way, too, at the moment. Fucked up, threw a little age jab at her. She did some time in Elektra, Motown, Sony, I believe. But I'm not sure, well, because it would be impossible for her to still be totally in touch with what's going on as far as the hip hop industry is concerned. It's crazy. Because when he came out, he hugged her, loved her up, and now problems arise, man. Remember, Rowdy Rebel actually had some issues as well, stating similar things, Bobby, if I can give you any advice, make some records, fulfill your obligations, and move on. That's all you really can do. I think he may feel the label isn't doing it for him, but it might just be the music isn't connecting. You've been gone for a little while, a little out of touch. You're lucky enough to have, your pick of the litter, people that you want to work with. I'm pretty sure almost anybody you can get. But I think Bobby has to do more showing and proving with the actual music. Rowdy jumped out here and went full steam. I don't necessarily see that same kind of go from Bobby, but I'm hoping this is just temporary and he'll figure it out. But either way, you already know Epic Records is like, Negro, you can say what you want. You ain't going nowhere. Free Shmurda. Special today. Didn't I tell you it was special? I did, right? I know I did. Today, it's a very special day. Songwriter D'Angelo turns 48 today. The son of a Pentecostal minister in Richmond, Virginia, D'Angelo taught himself how to play piano as a child. At 18, he won the amateur talent competition at the Apollo Theater in Harlem 3 weeks in a row. No Sandman pull his ass off with the hook. His debut solo album, Brown Sugar, which was 1995, received so much acclaim and sold over 2 million copies. His next album, Voodoo, which was 2000, debuted at number one on the U.S. Billboard 200. Its lead single, How Does It Feel, entered the R&B charts and won a Grammy Award for Best Male R&B Vocal Performance. Likewise, Voodoo won Best R&B Album. Now, this man's music orchestrated and paved the way for the neo-soul movement. They all his sons, you hear me? All his sons. Help me celebrate one of the smoothest brothers ever touch a piano. Let's wish D'Angelo happy birthday. CUNY Radio. Hey. You're mine. Your boy Z on it, produced by DJ Premier. He actually has an amazing video on YouTube where he talks about the production of this monster hit. If you have the opportunity, man, please go check that out. And I can't, yo, it would be a dream of mine to see D'Angelo play live. I need to keep my ears and eyes open for when this guy's coming to town. Happy birthday, D'Angelo, man. 48, looks good on you, brother. All right, Super Bowl halftime show, man. You ready for this? Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige. Even rumors for 50 coming out. Say Drake got some deaf rappers coming on. Also said he might holler at somebody at the concession stand, let them spit a couple bars up there. Dude who cleaned the bathroom said he got skills. He jumping up there. What are you doing, man? Funny enough, in an interview, man, Mary J. stated that she was not getting paid for this, saying how happy she was for the opportunity and how big it was. Yeah, Mary, it's big. But you're also Mary J. Blige, a.k.a. Nene. And now that Mecca is gone, you need to be paid. Yo, man, Super Bowl, you son of a bitch. You better pay Mary J. Blige. I'm not feeling this, you hear me? I'm not feeling this at all. I'm actually curious how they're actually going to manage all of these acts into one halftime performance when each person could literally do the show by themselves. M has promised not to whip his dick out. You know, rats to all of those who was looking forward to that. All I know is Mary's not getting... None of y'all better... Listen, none of y'all better be getting paid. If any one of y'all is getting paid, that is fucking blasphemy. And if y'all, you better split the bread. Now, the cast of this year's halftime show... has a combined 43 Grammy Awards and 19 number one Billboard albums. Isn't that crazy? Who you got? Who you got? Who you got, man? You got the Bengals or you got the Rams? I feel like the Bengals don't have it in their DNA. I don't know if they have championship DNA. Either way, I am super turned up and waiting for this halftime show. Super Bowl 5-6 should be on and jinking. Speaking of which, man, there's a song that actually slipped under the radar, right under my noses, right on time for this Super Bowl. So joined by Dr. Dre, man, features Anderson .Paak, Snoop Dogg, Busta Rhymes. I love when Busta works with Dre, you know? That project didn't really go as planned. Was that Big Bang Theory? Was that his aftermath? I think that was his after. No, was it the Big Bang Theory? Yes, it was Big Bang Theory, and I'm just happy to see these guys working together again. And I'm also extremely curious to know what you think about this joint. Dr. Dre, Anderson .Paak, Snoop Dogg, and Busta Rhymes. It's called ETA. CUNY Radio. All right, come on.
Yeah, been around versatile, South of France, Rosecrans, pin them up, knock them down, baby, I don't hold it. Big booty, little dog, jogging by Kenneth Hahn, trying to get a fitness on, bitch, just stop in the car.
I've been around Marathon, Compton to Avalon, me and Anderson, this is like Royal Tenenbaums.
No one goes to cinema, so we on demand, they want a hologram, it's TikTok and dances.
Big shot, been the bum, make me reminisce upon, I remember me and dog, swap me, Dickies on.
What was that in 93?
You probably wasn't even born.
Dre, I think you need to trade the range for the 6'4".
I've been going back and forth, Chevy or Aventador. Took a walk in the park.
Nigga, that's your backyard. Say, Dre, where you get them shrooms with the chocolate?
The same place that I saw them gods out in Panama.
Weed through the weed smoke, trees where my seeds grow. Let them try to press, get shot like a free throw.
Niggas won't beef till they get their fucking teeth broke. I just want peace, they don't want me to be peaceful. You know I'm a king, look at how my Cuban link glow. Gold medallion flow, only second to the now. Girls gone wild like them broads up in college. Looking at my child, do the same thing that I did.
Nigga, where was you in the 80s?
Reaganomics, we so cracked the mothers and they babies. Fiends was running around with stolen shit to sell me crazy. Man, I took some shorts and a couple nickel cracks, I gave them maybe.
Gave this bitch a sample, that's my test tube, baby. Tell them fiends we back in town. Ice cream, pastries, 5-star general, bitch, I'm outranking them.
Fiends gave me so much bread, I had to start faking them.
Side hustlers stole some of my dope, I started spanking them.
Talk to Coconuts and Jamaican accents, Jabba ranking them.
If you stole my shit with a nigga that helped you walk the plank with him. Buck him down like a bumper clot acronym.
Look, don't tell your peeps, but all of my niggas are after him.
You just a bitch. Tell me why you acting so masculine.
Who the fuck is he?
Tell me why the fuck are you asking him?
Why?
And as I'm smoking this branch, watch me pass the limb.
I'm only here to collect my blessings with a pastor bin.
Weed through the weed smoke, trees where my seeds grow. Let them try to press, get shot like a free throw.
Niggas won't beef till they get their fucking teeth broke. I just want peace, they don't want me to be peaceful. You know I'm a king, look at how my Cuban link glow. Gold medallion flow, only second to the now. Girls gone wild like them broads up in college. Looking at my child, do the same thing that I did.
That's right, man. ETA, Dr. Dre, Busta Rhymes, Anderson .Paak, Snoop D-O-double-G, just in time for the Super Bowl 5-6 halftime show. What you think about that, man? Leave a comment for me. Now, a lot of people saying they're having issues with the comments. You got to actually go back out, like where the full show is, where you see all the episodes lined up. And if you scroll down, it allows you to leave a 5-star rating, which it better be 5-star. Or leave me a nice little comment. Let me know what you think about that track, ETA. Now, like I said, it's Friday. I just wanted to stop, you know, and holler at you for a little bit. Get you going on your weekend. Holiday weekend, that is. Little Valentine's. Don't be shooting up the club now. Be careful. Don't be sorry, ho. Be careful. But I want to leave you with a little bit of history. Send you off on a great weekend. Today, 1997, the world famous Erykah Badu released her debut album, Baduism, on Kedar Records. Now, after leaving the university and wanting to concentrate full-time on music, Badu began touring with her cousin Robert Free Bradford and recorded 19 songs, and the demo was called Country Cousins. Now, from there, she was set up with, guess who? D'Angelo, in their duet Your Precious Love, eventually got her signed with a record deal at Universal Records. Now, the recording sessions for this album, Baduism, took place from January to October 1996 in New York, Philadelphia, and even recording in Dallas. Pillars in the world of neo soul. You hear me? A fucking pillar in the world of this thing we call soul music. Baduism was met with just purely positive reviews. A true commercial success, debuting at number 2 on the US Billboard charts and number 1 on the Billboard Top R&B Hip Hop Albums chart. This album is now certified 3 times platinum by the RIAA, gold in Britain, and gold in the Canadian Recording Industry Association. 4 singles, On and On, Next Lifetime, Other Side of the Game, and Apple Trees. This album received so many accolades, including Best R&B Album at the 40th Grammy Awards. So if you have some time, please go stream some D'Angelo. Go stream some Erykah Badu. Get ready to make this Valentine's Day / Super Bowl absolutely amazing. Get ready for that Snoop album coming out back on Death Row. Get ready for that Mary J album, Good Morning Gorgeous. And if I have the strength, maybe, just maybe, you'll see me on Monday. No guarantees. My name is Corey Coolman. I represent Cool University. You can catch me every Thursday on the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC, from 7 to 8 p.m., where I'm playing it cool. Check out my guy, Cigars and Whiskey Podcast. I just press record, but this is the podcast that talks love, relationships, sex, and dating. They go live on Fridays from now. Their YouTube channel, Cigars and Whiskey. And their episodes go live on the Anchor app, Spotify, Apple freaking podcasts, and iHeartRadio, I believe, every Tuesday. So look, I thank you so much for giving me your time. This was a real experiment for me. I just wanted to see if I can pull off doing this, if I could pull off being your go-to guide on a daily basis, and you've allowed me to. So this is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to go back to the drawing board, take a couple of days to get all the feedback from you and see if this worked or not. And I hope to see you soon. From me to you, have a great day. And party responsibly.